Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Taking your calls live. 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Man, do we have a lot to talk about this morning. We got a lot of content to get to here. The 9 o'clock hour, we got a great 9 o'clock hour coming up for you here when we take you statewide on 20-plus radio signals across Montana with Montana Talks. Brian Massard with Reminis Angus will join us. He'll kick off the 9 o'clock hour. That's kind of a last-minute addition to the lineup. And then, of course, I want to take your phone calls as well, because we had so much fun taking callers from across the state yesterday. Why not try to do an open lines Friday here with Montana Talks as well? Why did I want to have Brian Massard join us as a last minute addition? Well, yesterday, President Donald J. Trump, now 47th President-elect Donald J. Trump, announced yet another cabinet pick. Robert F. Kennedy Jr., RFK Jr., to lead the Department of Health and Human Services. I think this is could be very good news for beef country, for cattle country, for our ranchers out there. Brian Massard will explain, because Brian Massard has been working very closely with RFK Jr. For the last several months, maybe going back over a year now. So he can tell us some of those conversations they've been having. First, though, when I produce content for our Montana Talks website, I'll throw a couple of stories up every day. And then one of the first things I'll do each morning as I come in to get prepared for the radio show, I can gather content from our contributors, our writers, fellow radio hosts across Montana, and then I can share their content on our Montana Talks website as well. I've got a couple of stories from our producer, Travis Lee. I've got probably 10 to 12 brand new stories on our Montana Talks website right now. One of them comes from our friend Peter Christian. Peter Christian did a write-up. He had his first conversation since the big election here in Montana. He spoke with Senator Steve Daines. We got a chance to see Senator Steve Daines on election night in Bozeman, where, of course, Tim Sheehy scored a massive victory over Liberal Senator John Tester. But it wasn't just a victory in Montana. This was a big victory all across the country as Senator Steve Daines led the effort, the successful effort, to retake the Republican Senate majority. Well, Senator Steve Daines spoke about the Sheehy victory over John Tester. He apparently also had a conversation, a very interesting conversation, with Elon Musk. And he gives reaction to some of President Trump's cabinet picks, like Pete Hegseth, to lead the Department of Defense, to serve as the SecDef, the Secretary of Defense. So thankfully, our friend Peter Christian shared audio of his conversation with Senator Steve Daines with us. I'll play that for you, our great Montana Talks listeners all across the state, here in just a few minutes. And I'm going to test our phone lines. I'm going to make sure that our phone lines are up and running. We had some static a little earlier that our engineer is going to check out, but Mike in Big Timber is on the phone line, so I'll start with his call right after this, and hopefully we can hear it well.
Securing America.
It's a slow start to my ride along in South Texas. Lieutenant Chris Olivares is on patrol, keeping watch along the Rio Grande. Then a call comes in.
We're going to hang up and drag them up.
Our first stop takes us to a town in the valley called McAllen. Three men from Honduras and Mexico tried to climb over the border. Their attempt fails. Lieutenant Olivares says it's one apprehension on a morning slower than the years back.
Right now in Texas, illegal border crossings are down 88%. Now that's in part because of what we've been able to do in Texas.
But with cooler weather and a new administration coming in January, preparations for a potential mass migration are underway. Texas DPS and the state's National Guard are forming lines across vulnerable areas of the state's 1,200-mile border. It's an exercise meant to send a message.
Illegal border crossers are not going to want to cross in that area. They're going to want to go somewhere else where there's less resistance.
Sarah Allegre, Fox News. Media Minute with Howard Kurtz.
As the media outrage over Matt Gaetz as Attorney General continues to grow, RFK Jr. has been named Secretary of Health and Human Services under a deal with President-elect Trump. He offered the same deal to Kamala Harris. Now, even leaving aside the sexting scandal that cost Olivia Nuzzi her job at New York Magazine, RFK has many unorthodox ideas, and some of them are frankly crackpot ideas, such as taking fluoride out of water systems, a 60-year-old innovation that has greatly improved public health. He also believes that Wi-Fi can cause cancer. He also believes that vaccines can cause autism. And he wants to eliminate or greatly change the units of the FDA, of the NIH. I didn't think he would be given this much power, maybe a White House job, but now he's got the big one. With your Media Minute, Howie Kurtz, Fox News.
Great.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, I haven't gotten a chance to listen in on this interview with Senator Steve Daines yet myself, so I'm looking forward to hearing what Peter Christian and Steve Daines talked about. I'm sure you are as well. We'll get to that here in just a few minutes. But first, let's test our phone lines here. I checked in with Mike and Big Timber during the break, and it didn't sound staticky to me in queue, so hopefully it's Lima Charlie over the airwaves right now as well. But, Mike, great to hear from you. What's on your mind this morning?
Well, the point I wanted to make is the people elected Donald J. Trump, the President of the United States, and he's going to be selecting people. And I don't want to hear anybody's resistance to this. If his selections don't work out, he's got two words he's always used. You're fired. And there's going to be some blowback. You know, there'll be pushback, Aaron, from some of the rhinos in the Senate, believe me. And they're already starting. There's one particular Republican in North Dakota who is objecting to some of his selections. But they should gather behind this man and just get these people into the positions that he's called for. And the Democrats, they'll put people, you know, in these positions, and they never get any resistance, right? You don't hear any Democrats objecting to the Biden selections when he was president, did you?
Well, they were so soft, they were so weak, and they would, you know, oh, well, we're just going to defer to the incoming president and to the administration. Now, thankfully, people like Senator Steve Daines voted against, Merrick Garland for Attorney General, for example, but I forget who pointed it out. Didn't his confirmation clear by something like 70 votes? And that guy has been an absolute disaster. He has been an absolute train wreck. And they should have known he was going to be a disaster. They should have known that he was going to basically carry a grudge into the Attorney General's office, because he had a grudge against Donald J. Trump, because he saw Donald J. Trump as the roadblock that prevented him from serving on the United States Supreme Court. So the guy has had a grudge against not just Trump, but against the American people. But no, I don't know if you heard David Noble and I discuss this, but David Noble made a great point that, look, you know, the liberal media and the Democrats are saying, oh, Donald Trump is just selecting people that are going to be loyalists to him. And David made a great point. Yeah, that's what the president does. That's what you should expect a president to do. And then I followed up, and David concurred that it's not just about loyalty to President Trump. We, the people, the American people, elected Donald J. Trump to be the president of the United States. So this is about getting people that are going to be loyal to us, loyal to the American people who voted for Donald J. Trump.
Exactly. And just one more quick comment. Keep your eye on this thing going on in Pennsylvania. They're trying to, these people. That's in Bucks County. I lived in the next county over when I grew up in the Philadelphia area. These people are going to try to get Casey back into that seat. They don't want McCormick. And these people. And if you heard that soundbite that Mark Levin played last night of how that particular county commissioner said that the she's going to totally defy the court, and the court said that you can't have these people, you can't count these illegal votes. And she said, "Nah, I don't care about what the court ruled on." These are the kind of people that these Democrats have behind them, and I don't like it at all.
Even though McCormick has such a healthy lead, it shouldn't even be up for question. But, yeah, that's how desperate these people are to hold on to their power. Yeah, great to hear from you. President Trump's cabinet nominees, I think this is my favorite soundbite of the entire morning here. Lara Trump was on Fox News with Trace Gallagher last night. She said this about President Trump's cabinet nominees.
It's almost like the NFL draft going on right now. Whenever you see Donald Trump time after time picking a new person and everybody gets excited, everybody's paying attention. Yeah. It's really an incredible time in America, and I think the best is truly yet to come.
The NFL draft, it certainly has that type of excitement to it. Greg Gutfeld on The Five says that President Trump is assembling his own team of the Avengers.
You know, Dana, there's this great meme going around where they took a montage of all these media hacks saying threat to democracy, threat to democracy, and they replaced democracy with bureaucracy. And when you hear it, it seems like that is actually the reality, whether it is Pete Hegseth, Tulsi, Vivek and Ilhan, and now RFK Jr. It feels as though there truly is like a team of Avengers focusing on the excesses of government.
I love it. I want to see that meme. Must not have been.
I'll send it to you after the show.
Okay, I
focus,
love that.
Focus, focus,
So this morning I was getting for newsroom, and I was thinking, okay, what do I think about these nominations? And I thought, you know what? I'm not going to worry about it because by 5 o'clock there'll be something else.
Yeah.
And guess what? Now we're back on Trump time. There are two news cycles, maybe three news cycles in a day.
That's
by the
so
time
true.
Jesse's show is on tonight and yours is on tonight, there'll be something else. So
yes.
And that's exactly what happened. He rolled out RFK Jr. yesterday. He rolled out a new VA secretary nominee. I think one of our callers had asked a question about who he might pick for VA secretary. So he's got a former congressman. I think is it Doug Collins who's going to be the pick to head up the VA for our veterans out there. Senator Steve Daines, what is, you know, what did he have to say about these historic victories here in Montana and elsewhere across the country? And what is next for Montana's Senator Steve Daines? I know there's lots of people who are still wondering, hey, could Senator Steve Daines be tapped to serve as a cabinet member himself? We know he did not want to run for Senate Majority Leader, even though President Trump had said in the past that he'd like to see Steve Daines as Majority Leader. We should hear about that and more coming up in this interview with Peter Christian and Steve Daines. We'll share next.
I'm Chad Pergram with the Speaker's Lobby. You've heard it before, but when it comes to control of the House of Representatives, it's about the math. House Speaker Mike Johnson is mindful of President-elect Trump swiping too many House members for his administration. It started with Mr. Trump drafting House Republican Conference Chairwoman Elise Stefanik to serve as United Nations Ambassador, and then Republican Florida Congressman Michael Waltz to be the National Security Advisor. The problem is that Republicans will have a narrow majority in the new Congress, kind of like the slim majority they have now. And the closer the Republican majority inches to 218, well, that spells danger for House Republicans. Johnson said the incoming president, quote, fully understands and appreciates the math here, and it's just a numbers game. Johnson says what concerns him is if someone, quote, gets ill or has a car accident or a late flight on their plane and it affects the vote on the House floor. The speaker also says he's spoken to Mr. Trump and that he, quote, appreciates the quandary Republicans are in with their narrow majority. With the Speaker's Lobby, Chad Pergram, Fox News.
Look at that, Montana. See, this is why we can have nice things. They cut taxes in the 21 session. They cut taxes in the 23 session. And now Montana Governor Greg Gianforte proposing to do just that again. Cut your taxes. Why? Well, the last time they cut your taxes, not only did you get to keep more of your money, but revenue collections still soared after the fact. We covered that on Thursday's Montana Talks. We'll take your calls and more Friday.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
The golden voice himself, our friend Peter Christian from KGVO Radio in Missoula, did an interview with Senator Steve Daines about what a crazy couple of weeks it has been. What a powerful mandate for President Trump, Senate Republicans, and frankly, just Montana Republicans in general. Here you go, Peter Christian and Senator Steve Daines.
What does the mandate mean? This amazing mandate for the priorities that for Republicans and the resulting agenda that you folks in the Senate will be pursuing over the next 4 years.
Well, Peter, first of all, I think Montanans sighed a collective sigh of relief. The American people did to see this overwhelming victory of President Trump, not only winning a landsliding electoral college, but winning the popular vote. And then, of course, right in our backyard in Montana, Tim Sheehy's significant, huge 8-point victory for that U.S. Senate seat that gave us the majority of the U.S. Senate. What a historic moment. And it's just exciting. There's just a skip in the steps of many back here in Washington as Republicans, knowing that we are going to do all that we can now to move forward with President Trump's agenda, starting with his nominations. That's the first and most important thing we do as senators, because the executive branch agencies have become way too powerful. This is a chance to put in President Trump's team to roll back this overreach of the federal government, starting in the executive branch and then moving forward beyond that on his legislative priorities.
Well, I will tell you that there has been an amazing morass, if you will, of bureaucracy that has been building and building for decades. And I know that Donald Trump is, and probably Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy will be going after it with the government efficiency department.
You know, I was on the phone with Elon this weekend, and it just, you think about the team, the all-star team that President Trump has pulled together, literally, you know, the best and brightest in our nation, bringing in leaders from the private sector to sort out and lead and reduce the inefficiencies in the government bureaucracy. I mean, these guys are they're going to have a good time. There's so much opportunity out there, and I'm just very grateful to be part of this team and to have the voice of Montana in the midst of these great leaders. I speak with President Trump frequently. I just was with J.D. Vance yesterday for several hours. And here I'm just a kid, Peter, that grew up in southwest Montana. I get to be right in the middle of making America great again and getting this nation back on track.
Well, one thing people need to understand is your role in helping many of these Republicans be elected to the Senate. Are you going to remain the chair of the National Republican Senatorial Committee?
So it's a 2-year assignment when you're elected to be leader of the senatorial committee. So my assignment ends, my term ends at the end of this calendar year. And I'm not going to do it two terms in a row. I'm handing off the reins to Senator Tim Scott of South Carolina. And Tim and I are already working the transition so that he can take the reins in January as he moves into the 26th election. But I've thoroughly enjoyed my chance to do this. The only downside of it, Peter, I was spending a lot of time on the road. I was working on the races in places like Pennsylvania, Ohio, of course, Montana. But we had big Senate races around the country. And now I get to spend more time in Montana, which I'll be glad to be home a little bit more and get back on the road in my own great home state.
You bet. I know Dennis Bragg, my compatriot, asked me to ask you a couple of things. First, what are the first 2 or 3 things you hope to accomplish now that the GOP controls all 3 branches of government?
Yeah, well, first of all, our focus in the Senate is going to be on the on getting President Trump's nominations through. Very important to get his cabinet officials in, you know, to get Marco Rubio as Secretary of State and so forth. He's got just an all-star lineup. But second, we have got to make sure we keep President Trump's tax cuts from 2017 and make those permanent in 2025. They expire. Many of these tax cuts expire in 25. That's about a $4 trillion tax increase over 10 years. And it's going to directly hit small businesses. It directly hits Montana businesses. And had we not won the majority, we would not have a chance to extend those tax cuts. So that'll be a high priority for President Trump. And then, of course, third is going to be on securing the border, looking for creative ways that we can provide the funding and the go-aheads for President Trump to make sure we get the southern border secured. That are some of the immediate short-term priorities. Look, we've got to be listening to what the people said. This was a mandate coming from the people of Montana, from the people of this great country. It's time to roll up our sleeves and make sure we're acting on what the American people said loud and clear on November 5th.
I will tell you, I come from a military family. My mother and father are both lifers in the Marine Corps, and my brother served. And so I guess what I'm asking is, as we move forward, we've got Pete Hegseth, the appointment for the Department of Defense. And your thoughts on that?
Well, I think it's a great nomination. And, you know, I'm the son of a U.S. Marine, and so we've talked to Peter. My dad enlisted at 17 and a half in Billings, Montana, and then attended the University of Montana as a young Marine doing drills on the weekends with Bob Houck Sr. once upon a time. But I'll tell you what needs to be done in the military. First, we've got to rebuild the military. We've got to be funding the military in a time when the world is as dangerous as it's ever been. It's about to peace through strength. The best way to ensure we're not in a war is to make sure we have the capability to destroy our enemies so they never start a war in the first place. But second is we've got to take out this woke culture and these woke ideas that some of these military leaders, unfortunately, because of the Biden administration, have started to infiltrate the U.S. military. Our fighting men and women don't want to worry about pronouns and gender issues. They want to stay focused on being the best fighting force in the world and stay focused on our enemies to win. And so this is the refreshing change you're going to see from President Trump, is to clean out the military of these woke leaders, these woke generals, and get back to the mission of the U.S. military, and that's defending this great nation.
Well, Senator, you also had the opportunity, a second opportunity, to appear before your body to talk about the Washington Commanders and getting them to honor the Blackfeet logo that I know that you have been championing. And so had there been any responses yet? I know that was your second bite at the apple.
Yeah, well, I had the honor of giving a speech in support of restoring the Commanders. You know, used to be the Washington Redskins. They changed the name to Commanders. But we're not asking that the NFL and the Washington Commanders go back to the name Redskins. We don't. That's not an issue. The issue is they're censoring the logo, and it's not a character. It's actually a picture of Chief Two Guns Whitecap, a famous Blackfeet chief. And because, again, of the DEI cancel culture issues that go on in corporate America and the NFL, you know, they remove that from the helmets and from the uniforms and so forth. The Blackfeet tribe, starting with the chairman, wrote a letter with all their tribal council members, plus the chairman, stating they want to see the logo restored. It's honoring Indian country, and we could take this logo, and with the revenues generated from starting to use the logo again, because the fan base loves the logo. Right now, they got this boring W. I mean, it's about as generic as you can come for a logo for an NFL team. But we could take the revenues from using the logo again and use that to help Native American athletes, as an example, with a nonprofit foundations to make sure they've got the uniforms, the shoes, the right kind of facilities to continue to promote athletics in Indian country, as an example, to help some of our impoverished reservations around the state. So this is a fight we're fighting on behalf of Ryan Wetzel and his family, because it was his dad, his grandpa, that were involved in this whole issue with this logo, and to help Indian country and to get these young Native Americans on a better track, focus on athletics versus other things.
So one more question, and that is, where do we go from here?
We're going to be focused, bottom line, on moving forward with President Trump's agenda, listening to what the American people told us. I'm grateful. I think I'm going to be asked to be part of the leadership here in the Senate in terms of a member of John Thune's team. President Trump issued a beautiful public statement yesterday with overwhelming support for John Thune to be majority of the U.S. Senate. I spoke with President Trump last Thursday. In fact, he called me when I was back in Montana. We had a long conversation. He is a big fan of John Thune. I know there was a lot of consternation about Rick Scott being the majority leader. I wish I could tell the American, the Montanans and American people the incredible words of support that President Trump expressed to me directly about his support for John Thune as majority leader. That's just a fact. That's the truth. You saw the public statement from John Thune yesterday and from President Trump yesterday. They're looking forward to working together, and we've got a great team of leaders now in the U.S. Senate to move forward as quickly as possible, confirming President Trump's nominations and moving forward with his legislative agenda.
One more thing. Would you mind encouraging your new senator to give us a call now and then? We didn't hear much from him during the campaign, and that was a deficit on our part.
I will. I mean, it's been great. Peter, I usually don't like to be called senior anything, but I am now the senior senator of Montana.
Exactly.
And that's great news, because we've got an American warrior in Tim Sheehy. Tim and Carmen came back to Washington this week. They've got some orientation going on for the new senators, and then he'll start, of course, in January, sworn in. But I know, I'll tell you, he was just carpet bombed by Chuck Schumer and George Soros, these outside dark money groups. And it's just wonderful to see this convincing victory that Tim Sheehy had. I want to thank all the listeners who supported Tim Sheehy. And we'll make sure he gets on the program here. He's got a lot to say, a lot to talk about, and just incredibly intelligent, thoughtful American warrior, a great daddy of four kids. He's got a wonderful wife, Carmen, who's also a Marine at the Naval Academy. So I'll pass that on, Peter. We'll get him on the show and see if there's a chance for your listeners to hear from Tim Sheehy.
All right. Yeah, of course, we get plenty of opportunities to hear from Tim Sheehy here on Montana Talks. But, he'll enjoy time with Peter as well. Man, did you hear that? That was the most interesting part of that whole interview, was what he just said about John Thune. Stand by.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, I just had to go back and listen to that one more time. Let me turn down my my other computer here. Yeah, I was listening. So I pulled up the exact quote. What Senator Steve Daines just said in this interview with Peter Christian. This is the biggest news. So I've got a story on our Montana Talks website right now. Daines talks Sheehy's victory over Tester and future plans. And so there's a lot of different quotes in there. There's a lot of different headlines in there. But that was the biggest news, if you ask me, what Senator Steve Daines just said about President Trump and about John Thune. Look, you guys know me. I love standing up to the mob. I'm not just here to just throw chum off the back of the boat, to play you all like a bunch of rubes, to get you all whipped up into a frenzy. Here, follow me across off the cliff. We're going to go jump off the cliff together. Hey, no. That's not what we do around. There's some people who love to do that. Hey, follow me. Yeah, run. We're going to go run off this cliff. What? There is a mob on the left, and sometimes there are mobs on the right. And they want to get you whipped up into a frenzy, and they want you to run right off of the cliff with them. And they want you to be divided, and they want you to be fighting each other, fighting your fellow conservatives. They want you to take the massive election victory just over a week ago, and they want you to start ruining it and to waste that victory by fighting each other. There's rhinos like Lisa Murkowski that will try to throw that victory in the trash can by fighting Trump or fighting Trump's nominees. But, you know, I think there's a little thing called 1002 that Lisa Murkowski would like to see up and in production. And I think Donald J. Trump is the man who's going to get 1002 oil production ramped up and up and running in Alaska, right? But, no, I see all these people that are on Twitter, that are on X, these past few days, and I'm like, wow, where were you for the last year? You didn't do jack squat to defeat John Tester. Oh, but now all of a sudden, here you are squawking on X Like, you're the expert of the Montana Republican Party. You're the expert of the Montana conservative movement to tell everybody else what to think and who to support and who not to support. And it's, and then there's all these fake accounts, like all these people that have like cartoon imagery photos for their profile photo on X and these fake names. And like, nobody even knows who these people are. Nobody's even seen you tweet anything for the last year. Oh, but all of a sudden, here they are talking trash. We need to primary Steve Daines. Now, there's even some others who have, you know, and look, I get where some of you are coming from. You're thinking, hey, John Thune, John Cornyn, man, I wish we had a more conservative leader as Senate Majority Leader. I get you. I said the same thing. But look, I would have rather seen Senator Steve Daines as the Majority Leader in the United States Senate. Donald Trump earlier this year talked about wanting Steve Daines to run for Senate Majority Leader. But and there were people who wanted Rick Scott. Okay, great. But now there's some people that were out there saying, well, because Steve Daines voted for John Thune to be the majority leader, oh, that's it. Time to start, you know, raising money for a primary campaign against Steve Daines 2 years from now. And I'm just back here thinking, like, and I know, and there's some good folks, and there's some folks who've been in the fight for the last year who jumped in on that too. And I can respect, you know, why you are on the edge of your seat wanting to make sure that we hold these folks accountable and that President Trump's agenda gets enacted. So I get it. But most of these folks that are trying to get you to follow them off the cliff, they haven't even been in this fight. They sat the fight out. They did nothing to help defeat John Tester this past year. But now they want to say, oh, no, 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 pick me, pick me, pick me. Virtue signaling. It's virtue signaling. It's not just folks on the left that do virtue signaling. There are folks on our side that virtue signal too. And as for Rick Scott, like, what did he get, 12 votes, 13 votes based on the leaked whip counts that we saw? Okay. So, but anyway, that was very interesting. So here's my point. Is that for those of you that are sitting back saying, oh, Steve Daines shouldn't support John Thune. Steve Daines isn't MAGA. He's not supporting. Okay, look, who has spent more time with President Trump in the last year? Steve Daines or you? Or you or 12 other fake Twitter accounts out there? What Steve Daines just said in that interview, I could play that quick little soundbite again for you here. I was just getting ready to send out a tweet. This is the quote. President Trump, he says, issued a beautiful public statement yesterday with overwhelming support for John Thune to be the majority leader of the U.S. Senate. I spoke with President Trump last Thursday. He actually called me. I was back in Montana. We had a long conversation. He is a big fan of John Thune. So, and the reason why that was so newsworthy, I actually saw a Fox News story. Where did I put it? I printed this one out. You know, because you're seeing all this secondhand, third-hand information out there. And I saw this news story where there was speculation. It was a Fox News story where they basically said that, hey, apparently in these private caucus meetings where they were voting for Senate Majority Leader, Steve Daines told his fellow caucus members about how, no, Trump likes John Thune. And Trump will work very well with John Thune. And Trump says he supports John Thune. That was all secondhand, thirdhand information. But there, you just heard it with your own ears straight from the horse's mouth. That he spoke with President Trump. President Trump is a fan. And so, again, as somebody who, I don't know that much about John Thune anymore, but I was certainly hopeful that somebody more conservative, more reliably in Trump's corner would be the Senate Majority Leader too. But to those of you who are out there who are listening to these virtue signalers, even on the right, who are trying to get you all whipped into a frenzy, who want you to spend the next 2 years fighting your fellow conservatives instead of fighting back against the liberal judiciary here in Montana. Again, who are you going to believe? Somebody who's actually sitting right next to Donald J. Trump at these things? Or some virtue signaler fake Twitter accounts that are out there? Yeah, that was very interesting. Phone lines are open for you, 406-294-0970, or you can send us a message on the Montana Talks app as well. I kind of almost took joy in kind of just questioning the mob or standing up to the mob. Because you'd see these people, they need to make their votes public. Why are they casting a secret ballot for leadership? Maybe because they want a functional United States Senate. Because if the Senate is not functional, then the Senate can't deliver Trump's agenda. Then the Senate can't deliver new federal judges here in Montana and elsewhere. Then the Senate can't deliver the Trump nominees. Maybe they wanted a functional Senate. And so I'd ask these people, I'd say, okay, here you are demanding an open ballot. You ain't MAGA if you don't give us an open ballot for Senate Majority Leader. J.D. Vance is a United States Senator. J.D. Vance was able to cast a vote for Senate Majority Leader. He didn't come out publicly and tell us who he was voting for Senate Majority Leader. Oh, but if any other Republican didn't tell you who they were voting for, primary them, break out the pitchforks. People, just think about this. Think about this. Keep your eye on the ball here. Really, are you going to spend the next 2 years fighting your fellow Republicans? Or are you going to maybe win back the Montana Supreme Court? We won one seat. We should have won two. And you got these people that they would rather spend time and money and effort wasting your time, wasting your money, wasting their effort, fighting fellow conservatives, than they would winning back the Montana Supreme Court, winning back the judiciary here. You know, in the Montana, and I'd ask these people, I was like, okay, hey, J.D. Vance didn't publicly tell us who he voted for Senate Majority Leader, but you demand all these other guys do it. Does it get more MAGA than J.D. Vance and Donald Trump right now? And then I'd also ask them, we just had leadership elections in the Montana Senate and in the Montana House. Did you demand to know how they voted too? Oh, no, you didn't. Huh. Because maybe you're being whipped into a frenzy by people who have their own personal agenda to help themselves, not to help Trump's agenda in their own movement. Anyway, there's my rant.
Your morning espresso starts right here. It's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
One of the things I've been repeating is that we have got to restore agencies and departments to their former greatness. And the weaponization of justice has got to end in this country. Some of the things we need to get to the bottom of why this was allowed to happen and maybe hold some people accountable that abused, you know, the law or weaponized the law for their own benefit. There's a report by Kerry Pickett today that many Republican lawmakers want Congress to strip the security clearances of those 51 former U.S. intelligence officials that claimed, without knowing a thing about Hunter Biden's very real laptop, they never examined it, you know, was likely Russian disinformation at the request of Wink and Tony Blinken.
The Sean Hannity Show from coast to coast later today.
Hey, if you can't wait for Black Friday, well, neither can Blinds.com. Right now, they are kicking off savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Now, the holidays are almost here, but there's still time to upgrade your home thanks to Blinds.com. Now, avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Now, swapping out old blinds for custom window treatments, it's a small project with big results. And Blinds.com, they make it simple, easy, and affordable. You can skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. But Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. Now, a Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection. They can even handle everything from the measuring and installation. And you can get window treatments for the whole home installed for one low cost. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off on select styles and premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now. Go to Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
apply.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
We're a big country, 330 million people, the largest economy in the world. But in our rhetoric, we say we like things small. In fact, simply attaching the word big to anything turns it into a villain. Big cities, big pharma, big banks. That's a bit cartoonish, but those sentiments exist for reasons. There is a loss of control that we as individuals can feel dealing with big organizations. What makes businesses big? Efficiency is one reason. Economists call it scale. When it's cheaper to produce things with a big operation than a small one, the pressure to grow big is usually hard to overcome. But government promotes size as well, especially through regulation. New methane restrictions on oil producers will end up forcing many tiny producers in northern Montana out of business. Their size doesn't justify the cost of required new investments. Banking regulations do the same thing, pushing smaller banks to sell out the larger ones that can cover the cost of compliance. I'm Patrick Barkey.
Or purchase online at HomeDepot.com.
Brought to you from the Hot Spring Spas and Hot Tub Company, Friends Recommend Studio. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
This is where Montana talks.
All right, we'll try to get to at least a couple callers here before we run out of time. Hopefully the static doesn't come back on the phone lines here. I'll tell you what, you know, I was talking about all the fakes and all the phonies that you're seeing now. All of a sudden, these people are showing up on Twitter, on X, and it's like, where were you people the last year? Well, this gal is not a phony. She's the real deal. She, as you know it, she was in the fight every single stinking day for the last year plus. She goes by the name Tester, was not reelected. Calling in from Eastern Montana. Hey, great to hear from you. What's on your mind?
Good morning, Aaron, and good morning, Montana, and thank you to our veterans. I just wanted to make a few comments about your last segment, which I 100% agree with you. I, in all honesty, I'm guilty of it. When I didn't hear any words from Danes or a response about soon, I got very upset. But once I dissected that a little bit, what it really is I'm craving transparency. I'm craving Steve Danes to make a statement to his constituents and the people of Montana, opposed to maybe an interview that I hadn't even heard that, and you know I'm pretty plugged in. So I think what this really is people going, well, wait a second. We have been lied to for so long, and we have not had our due transparency from our leaders for so long. All this showed us was, oh, here we go again. And, I mean, I'm the person that called Steve Daines' office, talked to staffers for this last entire week. So I was very disappointed in Thune. But once you sit down and really dissect it, it comes from fear, it comes from anger, it comes from disappointment, because I feel like the people of Montana are due some explanation. Thune will probably be fine, and I trust Steve Daines, and I do trust President Trump, but I hadn't even known Trump was okay with Thune until you just mentioned it at your last segment.
Well, part of that is that really Trump himself really never said anything.
For bringing this up, yeah. Because I don't want to turn on my own party. So thank you so much, and God bless you, Aaron, and God bless Travis, and God bless Montana.
Happy Freedom Friday to you. Well, great to hear from you. No, I think that's such a fresh and honest perspective from you there, and totally respect that. Yeah, look, Montanans have been disappointed in the past with, you know, previous Republican Congresses, even, et cetera. And so I think what this shows is that, look, Thune now better deliver with the Trump agenda, with the Trump nominees, et cetera. Or you know what? Hey, there will be a very hostile crowd out there. Hey, great phone call. Great to hear from you. Next up, let's go to Richard in Jordan. Richard, what's going on?
Hey, good morning, man. I'm going to piggyback off of what Tester was not reelected just said. You know me. I am 100% behind any conservative that is pushing the narrative of my values. But Steve Daines seems to be the one representative that I've never been able to meet in public. I've never been able to listen to a speech he's given because he never... For some reason, I can never find out where he's going to be before he's there. He's never come to Jordan which every other representative has come here. We are a county. I want to be able to trust him. I want to be able to say, okay, this isn't just a politician that's going to piggyback off of a tester. But for some reason, I can never figure out where he's going to be to shake his hand or any of that. And I just find that odd. I don't want just a, we didn't send just a politician to Washington to represent Montana. We sent the guy that's going to represent us and listen to us. And I'm hoping Steve Daines is that guy. I really am.
All right. Well, Richard, great to hear from you. Thanks so much for the phone call. I'm hearing the music. We got to take a very quick break. We'll have more open phones time coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. Thanks to all the great callers. Brian Massard with Reminisce Angus talking RFK next.